Good morning, Terry Karamaloudis. You're the big boss of the great events at the City of Greater Bendigo. How did Explore go? Something different this year?
Look, Explore Bendigo was very successful. And, you know, we've had a good opportunity to debrief with all our stakeholders and sponsors yesterday. And, yeah, from all reports back in, you know, really pleasing to see strong numbers back into the city. And a very successful weekend of trading for the dedicated attractions. Our hospitality sector seemed to do really well also. Visitor centres in Bendigo and Heathcote were really inundated with new visitors looking for things to see and do around the place. So, yeah, look, whilst it wasn't the regular Easter format that we were hoping to be able to run, certainly the revised format with the approved COVID plan, from where we see in the equation, was very successful.
The other thing as well, Terry, that I noticed, and good morning, by the way, was the fact that a lot of people are staying on, driving in this morning. I still noticed a lot of the no vacancy signs on our hotels and motels around the region. So they're staying on, visitors are staying on for two or three extra days.
Yeah, really pleasing to see that the accommodation sector has experienced a really good uptake of bookings. You know, it's been a very long, hard spell for the regulated accommodation providers where, you know, like when your core business is completely shut down, it makes it hard to reimagine yourself. So very pleasing to see that, you know, a lot of the providers did have good occupancy. And, you know, I fully appreciate that, you know, one strong weekend is not doesn't constitute a recovery categorically, but it's a good start and really pleasing to see that the accommodation sector was well supported.
Now, you called it Explore Bendigo. I love the play on words. Did you come up with the name?
No, I'm not. I'm an ex-radio person, so I'm not creative. We have a very talented crew of people at the city, and yeah, we workshopped that around, and that was the winning suggestion. So we ran with Explore Bendigo. We thought it was an excellent weekend.
Oh, look, you can still. And you said you weren't creative, Terry. All right. So where to now? Obviously, are we looking at obviously 2022, or are we putting our feet up for a week, or what's the plan? Or are we straight into it? No, you know, all guns blazing, so to speak.
Yeah. No. Look, it's a really good question, and we're straight into 2022. The Easter Festival is a major event that takes a lot of planning and coordination. This is the regular format I'm talking about, and in many respects, running the regular format was a lot easier than doing what we did in terms of having to reposition things and change them and change them and change them again as restrictions changed. Mm-hmm. We're fully focused on 2022. We're very much hoping that we will be able to return to the regular iconic format. And planning already commenced. We do work with the Bendigo Easter Fair Society Incorporated Group. So they've also been doing a lot of work planning. We literally had it ready to go for this year. One would think, well, that should make 2022 easy. It takes the pressure off a little bit, but still there's a lot of work to do to get ready for 2022, where we are really hoping that we're going to be able to roll out the iconic event and celebrate, in fact, the 150th iteration of that community event.
Terry, did you do anything this year for a first time that you might continue and have again? Is there something you've learned? That's a good event.
Yeah, really good question. And the answer is yes. We were really pleased to see the take up of activity in a, you know, what we call a decentralised format. And we needed to space things out to ensure, really safe distancing between people because of the COVID restrictions. And, you know, we fully respect what we needed to do there. But a lot of the venues that typically have not been activated at Easter time that were involved all had such a bumper weekend, and I can honestly say to you that all of them have put their hand up to say, you know, TK, can we talk to you about getting involved next year, because it's been a really great success for us. And so I'm tipping very confidently that next year, whatever format we run, and hopefully it's the proper full Easter festival activities, a lot of those external venues, you know, like Central Deborah Goldmine, the Bendigo Stadium, the Great Stoop of Universal Compassion, the Bendigo Pottery, the Discovery Science Technology Centre, you know, the Bendigo Tennis Complex and Pepper Green Farm were activated this year and all had, you know, a bumper weekend of visitation. So, yeah, I'm tipping a lot of that will return next year. Yeah.
Yep. And also, Terry, of course, we've had the NBL basketball over the last couple of months with Melbourne United coming into town at Bendigo Stadium. And very soon, Collingwood and GWS at for the Super Netball. From the sporting perspective, obviously, getting that major use of the Bendigo Stadium, is there anything else that might be in the pipe works? And maybe tell us about the netball.
Yeah, look, netball is coming back and we're very excited to see that return. We've got a very good partnership with Collingwood Netball Club through the football club, and even though I'm not a Collingwood supporter, very happy to you know, support activities with the club because it drives new visitation into our city. It activates the wonderful Bendigo Stadium, and you know, it's a really good indication that we're starting to move again in the right direction. Yep. Because you add the Super Netball in, and then also, you know, on the drawing board at the moment, we have around 42 new major events that we are negotiating on. And, you know, if I'm allowed to boast a little bit here, boys, you know, we're pretty confident in our ability to secure new business for Greater Bendigo. So of that 42 that are on the drawing board, and they are across multiple sporting disciplines, you know, I'm happy to say that I think we'll win the majority of those. And then add to that, you know, the return of staple favourites like the Bendigo Wine Growers Exhibition that's coming up shortly in Roslyn Park. We've got Heathcote on show. We're helping prepare with the Heathcote Tourism Development Board. You know, there's a range of new events coming up in the area of gastronomy. And, of course, our regular, I guess, main offering of arts and cultural events. You know, we've got a magnificent exhibition at the Bendigo Art Gallery as we speak in Mary Quant, Fashion Revolutionary, that runs through to the end of the second week of July. So, you know, it's, all of the signs are there that, you know, we're starting to actually now embark on a journey of recovery. Mm-hmm. We've got a long way to go yet, but we can assure all of your listeners that the Tourism and Major Events Unit and the City of Greater Bendigo broadly have a ferocious appetite to support recovery, to do our best to drive hard and push, recruit new events that, you know, that keep driving new visitors into our city.
Terry, really do appreciate your time this morning. Thank you so much for giving us a bit of a wrap as to explore Bendigo.
Yeah, look, the only disappointing thing about it, gents, is with, you know, with Greek Easter now so late, you know, we don't get the opportunity to buy all the eggs half price at Coles. Because not only they've sold out, but also they would have been out of date by the time Greek Easter comes around. So, you know, probably the key reason why we always have Greek Easter after everyone else is because we do get those eggs half price.
Love it.
You know, this time around, we'll no Easter eggs.
Terry, got to run. We'll talk soon.
Have a good day.